This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Follow the Money. In science, money funds institutions, labs, equipment. It keeps the fluorescent lights on and the sample refrigerator cold. And you also need a serious chunk of money to attract brain power from across the country and the globe to your lab. In the U.S., most of the money funding science has been coming from the federal government, but that may be changing. Science funding is being debated, especially around climate change. Will that impact where science is done and whether the U.S. can hold on to its leadership position? Irina Zhuroff reports.
Federal money invested in research and development after World War II funded the work of bright scientists at home and pulled researchers from around the world to American universities and national labs. One of the areas where the U.S. built expertise was computerized renderings of the climate, so-called climate models.
It was because the U.S. was the first country to develop electronic computers.
That's Ronald Stauffer, a retired climate scientist.
And the first two programs run on computers. One was to predict the trajectory of an artillery shell. And the second thing was to make a weather forecast.
Could you use a little weather scoop, by the way? Are you wondering about the sun or the clouds today? There's just one man who has the say. Who else but the weatherman?
And here's the latest weather report. Overcast and warmer.
The early programs that predicted weather evolved to give insights into climate. American Climate Lab started to better understand how climate works. Today, they can help answer questions like, how might our coastlines be affected by rising seas? And American labs dominate the field.
In international scientific assessments, typically 30 to 40, as much as 50% of the scientists involved are from the U.S.
Climate science is not the only example of research following the money.
We have a very clear indication that there's a relationship between dollars and talent that gravitates to certain disciplines.
That's Matt Horahan with the American Association for the Advancement of Science. During the space race, when money and support focused on technical fields, universities graduated more mathematicians and engineers. When Congress increased funding for the Institutes of Health about 20 years ago, vowing to tackle cancer, students again followed.
When the NIH budget doubled, we did have a general expansion of the biomedical research ecosystem. We had increases in graduate students in biomedical sciences.
But now, with climate change increasingly politicized in the U.S., the president has proposed to fund less climate science. It perhaps shouldn't be surprising, then, if scientists followed the money to new disciplines, institutions, or just other countries. China and other parts of Asia are preparing to take up the slack, developing modeling and science centers. Ben Horton studies sea level rise. He came from England to work in the U.S. over a decade ago because of the strength of the science here. Now, he's leaving.
It was a very, very special opportunity.
A university in Singapore offered him a generous package, a nice bump in salary, a large lab built for him, and more than $4 million in initial research funds.
It's a country that's based upon banking, but they've also started to think about sustainability.
Singapore is a small, wealthy island nation with little land to lose and lots of fancy real estate. The 2004 tsunami in the Indian Ocean made leaders in the region perk up and pay attention to other threats, like climate change and rising seas.
So there has been a growing interest within the country in science. A lot of research funds are going into understanding the environment and climate and what impacts there will be in this region.
Horton interviewed for the job well before Trump won the election. He says it wasn't an easy decision to upend his family's life for a nicer lab, but he adds, might be an easier decision for younger scientists to follow the money.
I'm bringing to, in total, 7 people.
All young postdocs and working scientists committed to Singapore for years. Horton says now that Trump is in office, he's both happy and sad to go.
Of course, leaving an administration that doesn't believe in what you do and thinks you are a liar, it's always good to get out. But then the other part of me thinks, well, you know, maybe I should have stood around for the fight and try to show how important my science is.
Horton readily admits he got a unique offer. There isn't a mass exodus of climate scientists heading east. American institutions are still good. The point, though, is they didn't get that way by accident. If scientists have made headway in understanding climate and climate change, it's because they had support and money. And to study how to address climate change problems in the future, they'll need, that's right, money.
That's Irina Zhurov reporting.